haciendo? Ay, mi palomita, ¿qué estarán haciendo? Seguro en las cosas que no se estará llorando. Seguro en las cosas que no se estará llorando.
Mucho que te amaba, cariño mío, tú eres sin duda. siempre encendiste el fuego que llevo en mi corazón.
Ay, 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 mi corazón. Ay, 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 mi corazón.
Si me tenías, ¿por qué? ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué te fuiste?
Si eras mi vida, mi amorcito, si eras la dueña de todititito mi corazón.
Es fácil para ti el abandonarme, llevándote mis
Yes, that was Yawar Inti, a new cumbia band from Cusco. And yeah, I've never heard such a nice fusion between huayno music and cumbia music. And yeah, it has that cumbia beat for sure, but it also has charango and quena flute, which are music instruments of the Andes. So yeah, that band Yawar Inti, the song Cumbias Pegaditas came out just about 2 years ago. And I almost caught them playing. I was there in the city of Cusco when it was a carnival. And there was a bunch of shows and stuff. Anyways, they played a different day. But carnival is not what I expected. I expected a cultural experience. And mostly, it's kids throwing water balloons at everybody, including the bands. And this soapy substance getting sprayed everywhere. Anyway, I was a very easy target, so I got soaked. It was fun. So yeah, Yawar Inti right there. And before that, great band we heard, Uchpa, which is another very cool band of the region of Cusco. Actually, not quite, but they are from the Andes nonetheless. And they are a hard rockin' Quechua language band. So I think they're like the first band. No, I mean, maybe not the first, but they are like the proper Inca rock band these days. Uchpa, Uchpa. The video's amazing. It's got folkloric costumes, dancing. You heard this instrument made out of a horn of a kind of a goat or something at the beginning, and the old drum. Yeah, it was good fun. And then the electric guitars kicked in, and well, you know what happened after that. It got crazy. But yeah, the song is titled in Quechua. I forgot to look it up, so I'm doing that right now. But it's called, in the Quechua language, it's called Alichakusak, and still very much spoken language in that region. As is the Aymara language, further towards Puno. But yeah, that's a... We're not going to get to the translation, sorry. They don't work very fast. So, yeah, Quechua language is the language of the Inca people, and so on. So, before that, we heard some real huayno music. Some Cuarteto Cusco Criollo was the band, and the song was Noche de Luna, from an album from 1967 called Huaynos del Sur. And here's some modern music bands that I came across on my trip. The last two bands, sorry, were modern as well, but some even more modern, I guess you say, modern genres. We're going to hear from a band I saw. This is a wild, weird thing, but in this town, which is quite a modest town with, normal dwellings, out of nowhere there's this like very futuristic looking brewery, like something you might see in San Francisco or right here in East Vancouver. And playing that night was this reggae band from Cusco. So they drove up to Urubamba, the name of the town where I was staying, and the band, I got to chat with them. Very nice fellas. And they're called No Te Pegues, which means don't hit me. Apparently it's more like don't trip out or stop tripping, bro, kind of thing. No Te Pegues. And they're a reggae band. Very cool. They do some covers, but they also have their own stuff. And you're going to hear an original here, Efimera Huela. This is brand new music, 2013 style, from Cusco, Peru. This is No Te Pegues on Wandering Rhythms Radio, 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in Burnaby.
Y no hemos logrado nada.
hogar. Despierta fluyendo con su destrucción. Despierta el sucesor.
El sucesor de la canción.
Soldado de la noche.
Los Chapilax de Arequipa right there. Yes, we heard Soldados de la Noche, Soldiers of the Night, from their most recent album, Lo Bueno, Lo Malo, Lo Feo y Los Alaracosos, Los Chapilax. And I got to see them play in their hometown of Arequipa, the second biggest city in Peru. I was very, very fortunate. And you have a chance to see them too. You don't even have to go to Peru. They're coming up to Boise, Idaho for the Tree Fort Music Festival this very weekend, March 20 to 24th, 2024, downtown Boise, Idaho. It's only like a 13-hour drive from Vancouver. And also going there, friends and family of Los Chapilax, Moldes, a band from Lima, playing for well over a decade. Fantastic group. We heard them just before Los Chapilax. We heard Canción de Cuna para Ciudades Fantasma. And yeah, indie rock, psych rock, all sorts of rocks. They're awesome. And before that, we started off the set with No Te Pegues, a reggae band from Cusco, with Efemera Huela. So we have no more time left on the show. There's too much good music in Peru. I'm going to just close it out with some ancient instrumentation. This is native instruments, the work of Sergio Prudencio, music from pre-Columbian times. And we have a real show coming up next here after Wandering Rhythms. Been a while. The last one was The Generic Alternative with Alexander Morris, who's no longer at the station, but we have Fellow coming up next. You're going to hear some real, real stuff. Stay tuned. Wandering Rhythms signing off. I'm Nick Legacy, and good day, goodbye, good week. Much love to humans worldwide. Goodbye.